Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me this morning, and I also want to thank my caller. Who am I speaking with this morning?
Hello, this is Nene.
Hey, I thought that were you, Nene. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Well, good. Thank you for joining me today. Well, I want to thank all of my listeners. I hope that you have gone on and this two-part series has been of help to you. I'm pretty sure that, you know, you guys believe in God. I wouldn't doubt that. And so I'm so happy to just bring this to you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get straight to the wrap, okay? We're going to wrap this up. We're going to go ahead and conclude. And I just want to challenge you guys to take the prayer challenge. Just like my girl Trinity57 said, pray for a while. Get down and pray because God is real. And Nene, I know you know that. You and I have spoken for hours on the phone, so you know that. And so I want to get in number one. I challenge you guys to do these daily prayer exercises. Each morning when you get up out the bed, I know it's hard. I try to do it at least 90% of the time, okay? I don't make it, but I do get there. But God honors the effort. So just roll down on your knees and you say, Lord, I thank you for another day. You say your daily prayers, give him honor, glory, and thanks for giving you a new day. And then, of course, you continue to pray throughout the day. Now, there are always going to be distractions. We know that. Because life is inevitable. It's going to happen. However, if we keep God at the forefront of our brains and just focus on him and all that is going on, yes, we will be distracted, and he understands that. He's not this evil God. However, during the day, or anything like that, you know, just try to acknowledge your Creator by giving thanks, honor, and glory, okay? In the evening, when it's time to go to bed and you've accomplished your day's work, you fed the kids, whatever your daily chores are, work and all that, then, you know, if you can, roll down on your knees and you say your daily prayer and you thank God. And the reason I say that is that, yes, you can definitely do it anywhere in your sleep, standing up. However, it's just a little bit more honorable when you just roll down on your knees, because that's what God is looking for, honorable people. No, you will not be perfect. I'm not perfect. I strive. I try to equip myself with good biblical materials so that I can better understand what God has in store for me. So it's just saying that, yes, Lord, I honor you. When we get down on our knees, when a man proposes to a woman, he does what? He gets down on his knees. Okay? So distractions will happen, but what God, I believe, is saying is just stay focused on me in everything. And so because I believe that prayer is infinite, it is everywhere. Pretty much. And I believe that we can just pray anywhere, all right? And then I want to talk about expanding your biblical knowledge as far as, you know, building that spiritual connection by learning and gaining an understanding of the Bible. That is by reading daily devotionals. I have a few, and trust me, I've probably read every devotional you can find in the book market. So it's like, you know, and it's phenomenal, the things that you can learn. But to name a few is Charles Stanley. I grew up watching Charles Stanley, Tony Evans, Joyce Myers, a few anointed and appointed men and women. I believe that God has anointed to preach. He has called to preach and spread the word, who offer a practical, and, you know, it also helps you dissect the Bible. That way you can go in and you can kind of dissect and understand what the word is saying. There's another one that I wanted to, it is the go through the year, 1 year, read through the year Bible devotional is what it's called. You can pretty much Google it. And it is pretty much geared toward helping you to go read through the Bible every year. As we know, we do as a culture, a church culture, we actually, there's a formula. And so, you know, we actually focus on particular verses and scriptures that apply to our daily living more so. So the Bible is definitely complex, but it could be done. It definitely can be done. Charles Stanley, and then it is, yeah, here it is. It's called the 1 Year Through the Bible Devotional. So I find that very interesting, very intriguing, because those are ways we can dissect it and be able to gain our own understanding about God, because it's all about a personal relationship and building that with him. But we can't do that if we don't, you know, absorb the word on our own. And it's a process, no, not overnight, but it's like anything we aspire to do in life or become a regimen in our life, we begin to practice that on a daily basis. And so I believe that if we do that just during the day, and even when we, I mean, we're always confessing. We talked about that in last week on part two about just reciting verses and different things like that. So I believe it will pretty much speak a spiritual, it will actually help you to gain a spiritual connection with the Creator. So, you know, things will happen in our lives. We know that. But there was a point in my life, you know, when I just thought that everything was just perfect. You know, if you weren't a Christian, you were just, you know, you were going to hell. But the Lord showed me that I'm no respecter of person. I'm about someone who know me, who genuinely know me, like David. And again, we know David's the story, the book of David. And that's what's interesting about the Bible is that it has stories in it. But I also want to go ahead and talk about John 15:7. That is a good chapter. He says, if you abide in me and my word in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Okay. He said, but you have to abide in me. Well, how can you abide in someone if you don't get to know them? Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Yeah, we all have desires. I've realized this in life. You know, it's all about our motive or our motivation, if you will. What is the motive for our wanting success and different things like that? Is it for our glory or is it for God's glory? Which one? So, you know, those are things that we have to think about, you know, in life and realize that God is about his business. He's about the Great Commission, and that is to use us as people. Now, this is just my perspective and my understanding that I've gained by working with the Trinity and the Holy Spirit to speak to me and allow him to speak to me, because I can pretty much react like everyone else, but I've learned, I mean, thank God I was a child, and you would have thought that with that knowledge and that upbringing, I would have followed and done everything right in my life, but I did not. So, you know, we are who we are. We are human beings. We will make mistakes. Okay. Now, I like another one, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. He says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. How powerful is that? That is deep, deep, deep. So when we allow the word to soak up in us, sometimes we can handle our battles better, I guess, if you will. So that's why daily I thank the Lord for his goodness, for his patience in my life, because I will be the first to admit I'm not deserving of anything. It is all by grace, as my girl Trinity, you know, it's by God's grace, Trinity 5:7. And the song I played at introduction, Pray for a While. That is so true. We have to pray. Pray, pray, pray. There was a thorn in Paul's flesh that God never removed, okay? So if we're going to wake up in the land of the living, we have to have some sort of tools to work with, an armor. The Bible says put on the armor to deal with the forces of the world. And so I believe that if we're going to live and we live in the world and we're going to wake up every morning and we're going to purpose to be productive or what have you, we have to deal with people, you know, all sorts of people, all kinds of people. But if our heart lies and it's right and we learn how to humble ourselves and we don't have to win every fight and we don't have to be number one all the time, but that we are number one in God, and God sees us, and he will allow his light to shine through us and protect us. I wish that I can actually read straight through the Bible. I can't. I have to just go skip around, you know, because I get bored. It's not a bad thing. God is not a bad God. He just asks that we seek him. He can use anything. And believers, all believers, or whatever you, however you classify your, you know, yourself or your religion, whatever your practices are, it's okay, because we know that we serve one God, and that's good. So I just thank him for this message. I thank you, Nene, for calling in, and all my listeners. I just hope that this has been very helpful to you, because it is to me, and the Lord has laid it and impressed it upon my heart to share with you. Colossians 3, 14, 15. But above all these things, put on love and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Okay, that is so hard to do. I'll be the first to admit. Seriously, it's hard to love people who don't love you. It's hard to love people who don't treat you right. It's hard to love evil people. It's hard. But I think sometimes we get it twisted, because although God loves us and he forgives us and his mercy encamps us, we still got to pay the price, okay? Doesn't mean we're going to heaven. His forgiveness is good, but it does not give us a license to sin. We have to change, repent, change, and be set apart. And you know, one thing about me, I thank the Lord, I have a very strong personality. I'm okay being alone. I'd much rather spend time with God than to spend time with someone who's very negative or insensitive. And we have to watch the people that we hang around. We have to purpose to surround ourselves with good people. People are not perfect. I have long-term friends that I may not have always agreed with, or we've been able to agree to disagree, but because of the investment in that relationship, I can tolerate those things and say, you know what, no, I'm not going to cut this person off as a friend, because I remember when. And I know that really, truly, this person is human, and they have their own views and perspectives. So it's okay that we're different. I love that we're different. You know, I encourage and suggest that we all embrace our differences, you know, because that's how God made us, and to embrace our own talents. And ironically, Nene, it is I started to email you last night, because I got a post to my LinkedIn report, my LinkedIn box, where there was a post made on what employers are looking for. And it was like maybe five or six employers that posted what they look for in when hiring or searching out a candidate for a position. And it was interesting, because everything that you and I discussed is what they said. So I'm going to do something on that. I will be taking some of that information and referring it to you, which was very interesting. And, I, of course, you may be able to go on to LinkedIn and see the post that I made in reply to that post, because it was very interesting and it's very diverse and dynamic. So, but one thing, again, we know for sure is that God can do anything, and he can open up that door for you. So how are you today?
I'm good.
Right. So did you have a good week last week?
It was a nice week.
Okay. Really? Well, we'll have to talk about that. This is a 30-minute show, so I do want to get as much information in as I can to help you guys kind of, you know, just open your minds a little bit. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, and just keep that belief strong in your heart. And speaking of which, Faith, I'm sharing something that someone passed on to me years ago to help me to just stay strong and just continue to embrace the word and just believe, which can be hard when you're going through. But faith is a force that is greater than knowledge, power, or skill, and many defeats turn to triumph. If you trust in God's wisdom and will, and this was written by Helen Steiner Rice. She says, faith is a force that is greater than knowledge, power, or skill. That's because faith is what's going to take you through. But on those exercises, I want to reiterate that it is just about, you know, just honoring God, just get your daily devotionals. Sometimes I have to catch up, you know, because I miss a week or I miss 2 or 3 days. I don't stay on task always, as I should. However, I do, there are days when I just say, okay, it's August 26th or September 5th, and, you know, let me go ahead and read this, and then I'll go back, and then I'll just kind of catch up because I'm studying anyways. I'm making notes of verses and key verses and different things like that that stand out to help me in my walk, because I know it's not about perfection. It's about building that relationship with God and having a genuine heart, a contrite heart. And so God is good. I want to share a verse, Jeremiah 33:3, and it's been phrased as God's phone number. And it says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. You know, in our names, that just goes to show you that, it, as they say, have been inscribed into the palms of God's hands. He sees us. He knows. But we have to know what our motives are. You know, it's not always about us. It's about us extending ourselves and helping others. So I would encourage anyone or everyone to just do that if you're not, you know, if you already praise the Lord. You know, hopefully, you know, you're able to contain yourselves and just help people and just love people, whether they love you. Just because you forgive someone or love someone who have hurt you or whatever, you know, I mean, you can still love them from afar. It doesn't mean that you have anything against them, but the Bible even tells you to guard your heart. The Word, you know, instructs us to guard our hearts, so that we won't allow anything into our hearts, into our soul, into our spirits. So that's why, because we have all this religiosity going on and different faiths and different practices, we have to be able to dissect and kind of piece together that picture that shows us exactly where we need to go and where God is taking us, because we can't allow these different spirits to come into our soul. We will be confused. We have to know God for ourselves and allow Him to speak to us and follow that which He speaks. So, 6 words of wisdom. Number 1, surrender to God. 2, stay sensitive to His presence. Supplication and prayer. Pray without ceasing. That means all day, morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Yeah, I know it. Sometimes it gets, you know, but God understands. You can still listen to your music. You can do that. You can pray and still listen to your music. It's a multitasking thing. It's nothing really hard, you know. It's about allowing Him to dwell in you and focus on Him, because to be truly honest, He is the only way. He is it. And if we can't, you know, learn and understand what our Creator is asking of us, we, you know, and it's not about Him just blessing us and giving us all these material things. I even ask God to bless me spiritually and mentally. You know, help me to grasp what you are saying, to understand, to gain a better perspective. If I'm out of line, correct my thinking. See, we have to surrender and allow God to show us and be quiet, meditate, prayer, meditation. You say your devotionals, you know, you read your devotionals in the morning. You maybe grab a power verse and recite on that verse all day long. Or just go to your, however you do it. Everyone has their own style. This is just mine, partly, you know, what I'm sharing with you. I change it up a little bit because it breaks the monotony, of course. But these are good things to help us along the way, because life will happen. Unfortunately, you know, we I mean, we were born into a sinful, fallen world, and there was a time when God hated that he, you know, created mankind. So, however, he because of his love and mercy, and, of course, he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to pay for our sins and redeem us so that we can live. And so we thank God for that. But there will come a time when there will be no more. And as we all know, Jesus Christ will be coming back, and we can see signs of this. And he wants us to get ready. So he wants to prepare us. And so we have to do it, of course, at our own pace. But he honors effort. I want to mention real quick, there was a thing that came up about John Oliver back here about a month ago or so, and you guys probably heard about it. He came out on it, and he was just talking about, and I know a few cases about what he's referring to, about these all these preachers that claim to be called or whatever, and he just started talking about televangelists and how they were preying on the innocent and the poor. It's a big deal. We'll have to talk about that because I really don't have a lot of time. I did want to try to talk with you guys about this, but for some reason, everything just kind of changed up. But it's very interesting, and he just started condemning. And I'm not saying I agree with him. I just know I can relate because we all know that everybody that calls the name of God is not saved, or mention the name of the Lord, or however, you know, it's all about your fruit and what and the type of fruit you're bearing. Still early, guys. Y'all got to bear with me. 8:30 is pretty early, especially when you work so many jobs and you're just busy all the time. There's only so much time in a day to get so much accomplished. However, I do my best to wake up every morning to do this radio show, so and certainly grateful that God impressed upon me, because I'll be the first to admit I do my best to thank him and embrace the talents and the wisdom and knowledge that he has embedded into my soul and my heart. I'm truly thankful that I was praying since I was a child, and so I've known the Lord since I can remember. That's all I know. And so I thank him for that, but I also know that there are others out there as well, like myself, who knows the Lord you've experienced his presence. And so if this is the case, let it be known. Let your testimony be known and allow God to bless you. Continue to recite his prayers daily. I mean, and get to know the Bible stories. Psalms is a long chapter. We know that. But there are some short chapters as well. So certainly thank you guys for joining me today. This is a wrap of great power verses and power prayers. And certainly thank you guys. Just know that one important thing I know for sure is that God hears and answers those who diligently seek him with a contrite heart. Of course, we can never be too good or too bad for God to love us. Why? Because we all know that he loves us unconditionally. However, like I said, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, as this is not something we should take for granted, because we can lose our place in line, guys, for being bad sometimes. You think? Of course, we know that. Sometimes we stifle ourselves. We're our own worst enemies, and so that's why we have to stay in touch. There was this saying, never talk to yourself because you're crazy. I say you need to talk to yourself, because if you don't, you will go crazy. All right, guys, this is a wrap. This is D-Love. It's been awesome. I'm going to go ahead and end. Nene, thank you for calling, sweetheart. You and I will catch up. I will be calling you and have some information I want to share with you. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to go ahead and end the show because we got like a minute. Listen to the song. Pray for a while. Peace.